All right, coming out, I just mentioned this earlier in the program, so I want to touch base on this, and then I want to tell you why it could be so critically important. The question is, Joe Biden ready to declare a climate emergency? It would give him tremendous power, more power than COVID, because he had 110 things, give or take, at his disposal, like getting rid of the Constitution as protections to begin with. Some say he plans to do it. Listen to this.
NBC News has reported that if Joe Biden declares a national climate emergency, he would have COVID-like powers under that emergency, and they also compared the emergency powers to the 9/11 emergency powers. The Center for Biological Diversity has estimated Joe Biden would get about 130 wartime-like powers by which to bypass democracy and impose the Green New Deal on America without a single vote of Congress. This is truly this should be a Halloween story, not a story for Earth Day. This is a truly frightening story, and he might just be desperate enough to do it. This is being widely reported in the media. The Biden White House is leaking this out. This might happen, and this is going to give Joe Biden these kind of, you want to say the word, dictatorial powers. He doesn't need no stinking democracy to impose the Green New Deal if he does this.
Yeah, there you have it. Doesn't need no stinking democracy. He'll just do whatever. Doesn't go through Congress. The republic is dead. Your representative republic is dead at that point. And why would you do that? And what would be the things that would you, take off the table first? How about the freedom of speech? If you think that's crazy, I want you to hear from two people. First, a senator from Australia. She wants Elon Musk arrested for protecting free speech in Western society. I can't make this up. This senator, Australian senator, wants Elon Musk arrested for protecting free speech in Western society. Listen.
So when it comes to the tech billionaire, like I've already said, I think he's a social media knob with no social conscience. He has absolutely no social conscience. Someone like that should be in jail and the key be thrown away. That bloke should not have a right to be out there on his own ideology platform and creating hatred, showing all this stuff out there to our kids and doing all the rest. I'm very interested to watch what the US is going to do with TikTok and how far that they can do. We're trying to get rid of that platform as well. So I think we're all watching on the United States at the moment to see what they're doing. But
silence. Silence! You will do as you're told. We are there to control you. We are serious. You sit down, you shut your mouth. Yeah. Elon Musk is the problem because he believes in free speech. Then I must be the problem as well. Oh, I'm sure I am to some. Because I believe in free speech. It's not up for debate. Oh, and if you think that senator is just kind of a whack job on her own, well, she may be a whack job, but she's certainly not on her own. Australia's prime minister, so outraged by the freedom of speech and Elon Musk, he's attacking him as well. Here it is.
The eSafety Commissioner has made very sensible suggestions. Other social media companies have complied without complaint. But this bloke thinks he's above the Australian law, that he's above common decency. And I tell you what, I say to Elon Musk that he is so out of touch with what the Australian public want. This has been a distressing time, and I find this bloke on the other side of the world, from his billionaire's establishments, trying to lecture Australians about free speech. Well, I won't cop it, and Australians won't either.
Well, somebody ought to tell you about free speech. We have ways to make you comply, Herr Gruber. Yeah. I will be running my mouth till I drop dead. I think Brother Shane just laughed out loud going, yeah, no kidding. And he won't shut up since he was like four. All true. It's a God-given right. God blessed me with the ability to communicate. Gives everybody something, gave me the ability to communicate. If you think I'm going to be silenced or cowed by your opinion, you are dead wrong. We need more speech in this world, more conversations, more divergent views. Otherwise, how would you ever know what you believe in? If you don't hear what other people have to say, how would you ever have any idea what you believe in? The way to decide is to hear from all sides. Oh, I like what they say. Yeah, that's okay. That is totally crazy. And then you sort it out. And you're able to decide what is the best path forward for you. The best electorate is an educated electorate, for example. You would have wanted voters to know about Hunter Biden's laptop. You'd want them to know about the Access Hollywood tape. You'd want them to know about everything so they can make the best decision possible. But instead, freedom of speech is blocked by government in America too often. Apparently in Australia too. Blocking the truth. There is now a report out there that shows the relationship between the intelligence agencies, the Democrat Party, the corporate media in America, all working in concert together to take out Donald Trump before 2020 and after 2020 so that he can never run again. This is all coordinated. This idea that there would be some sort of a trial against Donald Trump was all orchestrated. Julie Kelly has dug through it all. You can find her on Substack. She's dug through all these papers and reports and communications. A lot of it's redacted, as you would imagine. A lot of it's redacted, but she gets to the meat of the subject, and I guess you won't be surprised by any of it. Disappointed and disheartened and very angry about it, but she's talking about it. We'll hear from her soon. Freedom of speech above all else. That's the bottom line. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect hybrid geothermal system, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you.